This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump wrapped up the annual State of the Union address highlighting what he says are his administration's accomplishments despite the impeachment proceedings. He said America's respected again around the world.
The days of our country being used, taken advantage of, and even scorned by other nations are long behind us.
And delivering the Democratic response, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the nation can overcome the divisiveness sown by President Trump.
We cannot forget that despite the dishonesty and division of the last few years, and that we heard tonight from the President of the United States, together we have boundless potential.
Overall, Mr. Trump said the economy is the best it's ever been. The military's completely rebuilt with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world. And it's not even close. He says the borders are secure, the families are flourishing, and U.S. values are renewed, pride restored. The results from the Iowa caucuses continue to trickle in after a technical meltdown that delayed the outcome.
With nearly two-thirds of the Iowa precincts tabulated and announced, the early results show former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the opening contest. Buttigieg is campaigning in New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Free means more than just living free from government interference. Sure, sometimes it means just that, like ensuring that the government stays out of the business of dictating to women what their reproductive health care choices ought to be.
And Sanders is there too.
Today marks the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price is apologizing for what he calls a coding error, but says that he's confident the results coming out now are correct. President Trump easily won the GOP contest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.